Prayer is our most powerful weapon. We've been beckoned to pray, 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 pray. Pray to God in Jesus' name, using all our weapons, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. In Psalms 107, verse 20, said, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. In Matthew, chapter 11, 28-30, it says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Pray, seek, and repent. Pray, seek, and repent. Pray to God. Seek for wisdom, knowledge, and discernment, and repent. 2 Chronicles 7th chapter 14 says, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So we must pray. We must pray after our hands are clean with a pure heart. So we use the word of God. We use our ammunition. We pray for ourselves. And we pray against disobedience, unforgiveness, idle words, words and deeds contrary to the word of God, and walking in the flesh instead of the spirit. We pray for ourselves first. Then we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the other things that we need, for He knows all. Then we pray for our family, friends, and the ones in our territories. We pray for protection, and we pray to stand in the gap for those that don't know. Protection for our children, grandchildren, and those who have influence over them. We stand in the gap against any plot of the enemy to hinder and block, distract from the light and truth, from theft, murder, suicide, or destructive thoughts to keep them from their purpose and destiny. And then don't forget, like 2 Corinthians Chronicles said, we have to pray for the body of Christ. We got to pray against disobedience, walking in the flesh, immoral behavior, not glorifying God. Repent, repent, repent. Turn from our wicked ways. We have to stand in the gap for one another. Against weariness, sickness, and disease, both mentally and physically. The best gift one can give another is prayer, for God knows all. Is everywhere and has all power. Amen, amen. So let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you for your mercy and we thank you for your grace. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Father, we thank you for keeping us throughout this year. So many ups and so many downs, Father, but you are still there for us. You kept us through the highs and the lows. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. For you are a keeper. So many losses, Lord. So many hurts, Lord. So much uncertainty, Lord. We thank you for giving us the time and the opportunity to reevaluate ourselves and our motives and our objectives, to really see what is actually going on and opening our eyes. And discover the battle is not on the outside, it's on the inside. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us, those that know you, Lord. Oh, Lord, but those that don't know you. Oh, we cry out for mercy and grace. We cry out. For they need you, Lord. They need to know your goodness and your mercy and your grace. They need to know how much you actually love them, Lord. And they can do nothing without you, Lord. We've seen your word in Psalms 107:20. Directly to their minds, Father, for their minds need to be healed. So many are in turmoil. They don't know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it, Lord. They need deliverance. They need to be pulled out of darkness so they can see the light, Lord. Send someone across the path that has the right words at the right time so they may receive you. For you are the answer to the problems. You are the answer. They can see how the world is so much turmoil and chaos. And all the things that now that they depended on is falling apart right in front of their face. Help them to grasp unto you, Lord. Help them to humble themselves. Come against pride and fear. For you did not give us the spirit of fear. You gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, that they may humble themselves. So they can have a one-on-one relationship with you. It's about the relationship with you. We can study, we can read, and we can do all those things, but they don't take time out. Just to get quiet and sincerely ask you into their hearts, believing that you have already done what you've said that you've done. This world needs you, Lord. We need you, Lord. The body of Christ repents, Lord. We repent for not lifting your name up high. We repent for not standing. We repent for not speaking your word, believing it is so. We repent for the form of godliness and no power. Repent, Lord, from our wicked ways and our unbelief. Help our belief. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. For those that have such heavy hearts and can barely lift up their heads for all the things that they've seen, especially the ones in the front lines, the doctors and the nurses, my Lord, the ones that are caregivers and they trying to take care of the loved ones the best that they can, and they're literally drained, yet they get up the next day. Father, we send your healing anointing from the top of the heads to the soles of the feet. We speak healing to them, especially their minds and their hearts that are broken. And they see death everywhere they go, my Lord. Give them strength. Give them power. Give them courage. Give them boldness to speak your word for those that know you. And for those that don't, Lord. May your Holy Spirit draw them into the kingdom of God. Just one word from somebody that does. A testimony. A kind word. Or just a glance in their eyes. To change someone else's day for good. Lord, this entire world needs you. The entire world needs you, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for lifting up every noun before you, Lord. We bow. We humble ourselves. We take your words and send them to every soul that is seeking you, Lord. That's seeking healing by the stripes of Jesus. They are healed. May they seek you out. May they search your word. May they understand who they are because they're born again. And those that don't know you, Lord, May you draw them by your Holy Spirit, and they develop a thirst of wanting to know you, wanting to receive everything that you have for them with their name on it. Oh, my Lord, we need you so. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for the secret place that we abide in you when you abide in us, Lord. Help us to walk these days, these hours that we have left on this earth, glorifying you and lifting up your name, speaking your word and expecting it to manifest, because you can't lie. You are not a man that you should lie. Everything about you is true. And we speak with boldness, and you ask us to be strong and courageous. We ask for that strength. We ask for that restoration. We ask for the spirit of wisdom and discernment in this hour. For there's so much going on, but we don't walk in fear. We walk in faith, believing your word is true, believing that we have everything that we need to walk out our assignments that you've given us, to glorify you and you alone, to lift up your name, to proclaim the good news. Every single human being on this planet needs to know the good news, what you've already done. It's a matter of believing and receiving, believing and receiving, repenting, believing and receiving. All we do need you, Lord. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for keeping us. We declare we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We're strong in you, my Lord. We can do nothing without you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Everywhere we step up, we carry your glory, we carry your word, we carry your presence. May they see the light. May they receive the light. Only you, Jesus, be glorified. This and all, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.